You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And welcome, everyone, to our weekly segment here where we break down the AP Top 25, compare what I had, what AP has. I'm Andy Katz. This is Bleacher Report, NCAA Digital, March Madness Men's Basketball. Let's get right to it. Houston retaining the top spot in the AP Top 25 poll. No issues there. Alabama, 2. I have Kansas at 2. I think Kansas is playing much better basketball than Alabama. Certainly Alabama had to come back to beat Arkansas at home. Kansas right now is rolling. You know, it's an interesting thing that we've not talked about much throughout the course of the season about Kansas repeating as national champions, but it's a real possibility now that they could do it, which is remarkable for Bill Self and his crew. The last time this happened, 06-07, University of Florida, winning back-to-back national championships. Not easy to do, although it might start to get more doable in this NIL era where players could be coming back to college because they can make more money in college basketball, believe it or not, than being a fringe professional player. All right, continuing down, UCLA, Purdue, Marquette, Baylor, Arizona, Texas, Gonzaga in the top 10. So interesting here. I dropped Purdue to 10. Another home loss. I'm going to tell you another team that's not on this group here in the top 10 that should be, that I have in my top 10, and that's Indiana. Indiana checks in at 15. There is no way. I'm going to be on my soapbox right here. No way Indiana should be 15. They should be in the top 10. They lost a game at Michigan State that every single team would have lost. I guarantee it. That was an emotional night a week ago on Tuesday night. The men's basketball team's first home game since the tragic shooting the week before. As soon as Michigan State was making shots, Indiana had no chance. Indiana turns around after that and goes into Purdue and was the better basketball team at Mackey. Indiana has two pros, one potential lottery pick in Jalen Hood-Schifino, Trace Jackson Davis, one of the two best players in the country. They should be top 10, period. And they should be ahead of Purdue, period. I like Marquette there. I like Baylor. You got to drop Arizona here. Yes, it was a buzzer beater. They still lost Arizona State at home. So I have Arizona outside the top 10. I'm back on the UConn bandwagon. Virginia! How is Virginia number 13? Virginia lost last week at Boston College, at North Carolina. Come on! I don't get that one at all. Are you paying attention to the results? How does Virginia not move at all? No. They got to drop. I like Maryland in there. I like Texas A&M, even though they did lose one. It's fine, Mississippi State. I like Pitt getting back in there. I like Kentucky getting back in there. I would actually put Duke in there. Xavier Providence, I'll be there Wednesday night. No problems there for the most part. San Diego State, I like that. St. Mary's, Gonzaga, Miami. No issues there. Come on, Virginia. No. Mm-mm. They got to drop out of the top 25. BC and Carolina, two teams that may not be in the field. Well, BC's not unless they win the ACC tournament. Carolina might. Uh-uh. All right. My player of the week, if we can get, I think we have a screen for this. Right there, Tyler Kolek, sophomore guard. Thank you. 18 points and 6 assists in the win at Creighton. 22 and 14 assists in a win over DePaul. That's why Marquette is number 6. Tyler Kolek played at St. George's in Middletown, Rhode Island. What a tremendous career he's having at Marquette. And this could be interesting. Was not a preseason All Big East player, and yet he could be Big East player of the year. So great week for Tyler Kolek. Bradley, who I have in my Power 36, on Sunday, they won the Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship by beating Drake at home. They stormed the court. It's the first regular season title for Bradley in 27 years. What a great turnaround by Brian Wardle. They've won the Missouri Valley Conference postseason tournament, Arch Madness, twice under Wardle. It's the first time in 27 years. He's not been the coach that long, but first time Bradley has won the regular season title in a league that is very balanced. So if Bradley is the one seed, wins Arch Madness, look out for the Braves when the brackets come out in less than 2 weeks. They are going to be a very dangerous 12 or 13 seed. You watch. You want to go your 5-12s? You don't want to play Bradley if they win it. Drake, if Drake wins the Missouri Valley, look out for them as well. And Marquette, totally could see them making a deep run to the Elite Eight or something like that. All right, before we get to your questions, you know what? Let's go questions, and then we'll actually, let's do this. We're going to do results, questions, look ahead. So let's look back at the results from last week. You had that win from Kansas at TCU, keeping them at the top. Then on the 21st, again, Big 12 results. You know, home team wins. It's so hard to win on the road in that league. The shocker that night, I talked about that Indiana-Michigan State game. Good win for A&M in a game that took forever, okay? But that Villanova win over Xavier, Villanova beat Xavier and then beat Creighton. Villanova heading into the Big East tournament is a spoiler, bid stealer. Keep an eye on the Wildcats. They have the talent to win in New York. All right, so that was on Tuesday. Now let's go to Wednesday's results, February 22nd. We had a crazy game, Alabama-South Carolina in overtime, where Brandon Miller scored 41 and the game winner. There's the BC result over Virginia. I mean, come on, how are they 13? Then you had UConn second half. If you were questionable at UConn like I was at times this season, that changed everything, okay? Then we got on the 23rd, Northwestern had a lead against Illinois. Illinois with a furious comeback, wins in Champaign, a crazy game. Terrence Shannon, I think, had 26. Boo Boo, he had 35 in that game. Then you add the Michigan win at Rutgers. Hold that thought for both schools. Great win for Michigan. Now we go to Thursday. These results are on Saturday, February 25th. So Indiana gets the win at Purdue. Huge win for Carolina over Virginia. First quad one win. Then the buzzer beater, Desmond Cambridge Jr., ASU over Arizona. Then Baylor over Texas. Gonzaga beats St. Mary's, so they share the WCC regular season title. But through the net metric, St. Mary's is the one seed, Gonzaga the two in Vegas later this week. There's the Villanova result over Creighton. Miami blows a big lead, and Florida State wins at the buzzer. Finally, something good happening to Leonard Hamilton. Screw the season. Been a disappointing season. And then you get a shocker, Oklahoma winning at Iowa State. Iowa State does not normally lose at home. Continuing on Saturday, the result of A&M losing to Mississippi State, big win for Mississippi State. The crazy comeback for Iowa, Peyton Sanford hits the three to send it into overtime, and they come back from double-digit deficit in a minute and a half, and they win in overtime. And then you got the TCU win at Texas Tech. That was huge. Then Sunday, you had Northwestern getting blitzed in the second half by Maryland, and Michigan beating Wisconsin in overtime. So Michigan now is on a bit of a run where they could maybe get a bid. And I will say this. I think Michigan is definitely a team that if they get in, can win a, you know, win a couple games from first four to a couple of rounds. Wisconsin's really squarely on that bubble, and they host Purdue next. Not good. One result not on there is Rutgers came back from, I think, 19 down Sunday night at Penn State. So Rutgers loses at home to Michigan, turns around and wins at Penn State. They had been 1-4 in the previous five games without Mawat Mag, and they desperately needed that win to right themselves to make sure they're in the tournament. So before we look ahead, let's delve into some questions. They've been flying by here. Kansas J, I agree with you. How is Indiana not top 10? Biggest dark horse in college basketball. I think they're going to for sure be a top four line seed now after that sweep of Purdue. I agree, Kentucky fan. How does Tennessee only drop one? I would have dropped them more. Many. Look, I had Purdue dropping. I had them at 10. I did rank Missouri in my power 36. I agree on Wall Street Wiz. Arizona, bad loss and still at 8. Zach says, disrespectful for not ranking Arizona State. Agree. They're in my power 36. No Duke. I agree. I have them in the top 25. Dirty Birdie, Fear the Turtle. Willard is a wizard of a coach. Yes, it's either going to be Chris Collins or Kevin Willard as the Big Ten Coach of the Year. Chris Kresser says, I take Kansas, UCLA over Alabama. I don't care. Miami should be ahead of Virginia. No question. Jalen Uchifino says Zach Braun is the player of the week. Well, here's the problem, Zach. For decades, my rule of thumb is you got to win your games to be player of the week. And they lost to Michigan State earlier in the week. It's not player of the day. Player of the day on Saturday was Jalen Uchifino. It's got to be the whole week. So you can disagree with my philosophy here, but that's the way I do it. Because it's player of the week, whole week. Okay. Same with team of the week. You can't be my team of the week if you've lost games, even if you have a tremendous win over the weekend. What is UConn ceiling? They could get to Houston. Alec Schmiz, does Marquette move up to a two seed? I think they're heading in that direction. You know, Kansas J, Mike Woodson, you're right. So I think there's going to be a, it's really four coaches because Purdue was not picked to win the league. Indiana was. So I'll be interested to see. The coach of the year race in the Big Ten could mirror the national coach of the race. But you could have Chris Collins because they were picked at the bottom and they're going to finish likely in the top four. Kevin Willard, same thing. So Maryland. And then Matt Painter and Mike Woodson. Those four. It's going to be interesting. Maryland has a chance to win the Big Ten. Not going to happen, though. I don't see it. I don't think Purdue is going to lose that many in their last two games. How many Big 12 teams feasibly make it, says Loch Ness? I will say minimum 8. No. Minimum 7. Likely 8. Should Oral Roberts be ranked, Channing? They should be in the Power 36, and that was my miss. I had Hofstra, Toledo, Bradley, and I probably should have added Oral Roberts. What's my take on the Illini? Frustrating, because as good as they looked in the second half against Northwestern, they played poor against Ohio State. Not good at all. That's got to change. I mean, they got to find some consistency. Nova fan, do I think Indiana will win the Big Ten tourney? I think they got a great shot. Yes, Paulie, in the national coach of the year, Jeff Capel should be there from Pitt, and he's a Naismith finalist. Albert says, how far do I see Alabama going? I just think there's too much swirling around with that team. I don't see them getting to Houston. I'm sorry. Chris wants to know what I'm having for lunch. Well, I'm probably going to go for a run after this, so probably not going to eat lunch today. Jayhawk, shouldn't Kansas be overall based on the number of quad one wins? Yes, they should be overall as a one seed, and I think they're heading toward the number one overall. Yes. Rankings, I mean, Houston hasn't lost in a while. I don't have a problem with that. But I had Houston 1, Kansas 2. Eric Holder, again, not the former attorney general. Do I think, at least I don't assume here, do I think Xavier Johnson will be coming back? You know, there's been no indication that he's coming back. And so, you know, if he does come back, in what capacity? We're looking at the last week of the regular season. You know, I don't know. It's got to be spot minutes if he does. They got a good rotation going. Jalen Hood-Schifino, Trey Galloway, you know, Bates giving you good minutes. I don't see it. What do I think of Kentucky, Jay Smith? I'm going to tell you right now. Oops, sorry. I think Kentucky is, it's so weird. Kentucky is flying under the radar. When have we ever said that in the Calipari era? Maybe ever with Kentucky, but they are literally flying under the radar. Nobody talking about Kentucky in the SEC for obvious reasons. A lot of it's Alabama, but they're behind Alabama and A&M. But if Kentucky wins the SEC tournament, no one should be shocked. First of all, they have great support in Nashville. They're playing well. And yeah, they could go on a great run. There's no reason they can't. I agree. Purdue should not be five. Can Baylor steal a one seed if they win the Big 12? Huh. I think whoever wins the Big 12 is going to get the one. But I don't know if it's whoever wins the Big 12 tournament, because that depends. I mean, KU right now obviously has the inside track. You know, Baylor's probably two in that list. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure. Brad, I'll just tell you my thoughts on Kevin Willard is he's done a great job of bringing in the right transfers, and he's got those veteran guys really on board. Who's going to win the Big East tournament? I think it's going to be UConn in New York. All right, conference tournaments. Let's take a little gander here. Get the A-Sun starts this week, Horizon this week, Patriot this week, Sun Belt this week, Big South, Northeast, Ohio Valley, Missouri Valley. The WCC will get going later this week. Their championship game is actually a week from tomorrow, Tuesday. Is that right? Yeah. Oh, my God. Crazy. Flying by. Flying. Let's look at some games this week, last week of regular season. If we can. There we go. Upcoming games. Look at this. Comes out here. Boom. We got great, great concert here, all of us here at BR. All right. So Baylor at Oklahoma State, West Virginia at Iowa State. Huge game for Oklahoma State and West Virginia. Huge games. Oklahoma State's got to win that home game. West Virginia, it's weird to say, can you win at Iowa State? But suddenly Iowa State is vulnerable at Hilton. They've been struggling. So, hey, if the Mountaineers, you know, if they can get that one, huge for West Virginia. All right, Clemson at Virginia, Iowa at Indiana. Iowa. Can you keep the momentum from that second half overtime against Michigan State at Indiana? Indiana is rolling right now. Played great against Purdue. Clemson at Virginia. Virginia needs a reset. The number 13, Virginia. San Diego State at Boise State. Huge game, I think, for Boise State, which just lost to San Jose State. No guarantees for Boise State. Zero. Boise State's got to win that game at home. San Diego State, buzzer beater beat New Mexico. Arkansas at Tennessee. Arkansas played really well, almost won that game at Alabama. Tennessee's been a little shaky at times. That's going to be an interesting one. All right, Wednesday night, I will be for Westwood One Radio at Xavier Providence, 19 versus 20. I think it's a huge game for Xavier, bigger game for them. Auburn at Alabama. Alabama trying to get the sweep. Oklahoma, K-State. Suddenly Oklahoma's playing well, so nothing is guaranteed. Texas at TCU. Again, every game in the Big 12 is a battle. Arizona State at UCLA. and Arizona at USC. So USC got the sweep in the mountain region, Colorado, Utah, huge for the Trojans. I think they got to get a split this weekend. I think they're in, but a split would really help them. UCLA's won the Pac-12. Arizona State, on the other side, yes, huge win at Arizona. But if they get a split, I think they'll feel better about themselves. If they get swept on the road, which is more than possible in L.A., but then losing the first and then losing the first round of the Pac-12 tournament, as an example, in the quarters, they could be in a lot of trouble. Purdue at Wisconsin. Purdue's going to look to bounce back after that disheartening loss to Indiana. I don't think Wisconsin matches up. And I can tell you, as of Monday morning, there was no update on Chucky Hepburn. He went out and did not play down the stretch against Michigan. If Chucky Hepburn cannot play against Wisconsin, I mean, look, McGee, Klesmet, you know, CG, and they can all pick up a little of the slack. That is going to be a tall order, no pun intended, for Wisconsin to beat Purdue at home without Chucky Hepburn. Those games are on Thursday. Now we go to Friday, Saturday, Sunday if we have the games upcoming. Let's just skip to Saturday. Alabama and A&M. A&M has a chance to beat Alabama and Tennessee at home. Again, Iowa State needs a win. Tennessee at Auburn. Both teams are in. West Virginia, beat K-State, really help your cause. Kentucky at Arkansas, that's going to be really good because good test for Kentucky because I think they're playing really well, and now can they go into Bud Walton? Oklahoma's a spoiler there. They're not getting in. Kansas at Texas, is that for the Big 12 title? We'll see. Pitt at Miami, is that for the ACC title? We'll see. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the season? Then you got Duke at Carolina. Carolina needs that game more than Duke, but does Duke get the sweep? And if they sweep Carolina, Carolina's in real trouble. UConn at Villanova. Villanova suddenly a spoiler. Watch out for them in Big East tournament. And then you got the monster game, Arizona at UCLA. Not for the Pac-12 title anymore. Sunday, Houston at Memphis. Oh, man, is this a monster game. This is now the biggest game in the Penny Hardaway era. You beat Houston, you're in. You lose to Houston, you are sweating selection week in the American tournament, hoping you get to that final in the American Athletic Conference tournament. Monster game. Biggest game in Penny Hardaway's career at Memphis as a coach, not a player. Illinois at Purdue. I think Purdue wins that game. Michigan at Indiana. Is Michigan trying to play for a bid there? They're not going to be in or out on that game because they got the Big Ten tournament, but that's a seeding game. Interesting. And Northwestern Rutgers. I will be there for that game on Sunday. Rutgers needs it, I think, to secure things. Northwestern, will they be playing for a double bye? There's a lot on the line in that game as well. That's on Sunday, last day of the regular season. Woo! All right, let's take a couple of quick questions. As I mentioned, the Bradley Braves are our team of the week. Marquette's Tyler Kolek is our national player of the week. One housekeeping item. Next Monday, same time, same place, will be our last top 25 reaction. Because then we got Champ Week, and then, of course, Selection Sunday. We will be doing these during the lead-up to Selection Sunday, and then, of course, in the NCAA tournament. So we hope you continue to engage with us here. And, of course, Selection Sunday night, we'll be doing a bracket on this app. Is Indiana capable of making a 2 seed? I think that's probably too high. Yes, let me run through these questions here, and then we're out. UCLA's defense, is it good enough to win it all? No question. Who are the 4 seeds, number 1 seeds as of now? I would say they still are the same, but it's tenuous. In what order? I don't know. I mean, I'd still say it's, you know, it's still Kansas, Houston, Alabama, Purdue. I think now Kansas, to me, would be the number 1 overall. If Selection Sunday was today, I think Indiana's a lock for 4. There may be a 3, not a 2. Ohio State, you know, look, they got the game against Illinois. I don't know. I can't explain their collapse. The most overrated team, believe it or not, this week it's Virginia. What's Providence's ceiling? Sweet 16. How many teams in the Big Ten will make it? Well, the Wisconsin-Penn State losses were not good on Sunday, so I think they're going to get 9. And the 9th will be one of the 3, Wisconsin, Penn State, Michigan. And right now, I would put everything on Michigan. Iowa and Iowa State current seeds. I got to think about that. it's interesting. Iowa's trending in the right direction. Iowa State going the wrong, but seeding wise, Iowa State would probably be higher. Marquette could win it all and bring everyone back. That's very plausible. Do I think UAB could win Conference Crusades? I think it's going to either be UAB or Marshall. Big 12 Player of the Year pick. Oh, it's Jalen Wilson. End of story from Kansas. Over. Boom. Yes, you placed in November about UConn making it further than Carolina. You are safe. I think UConn makes it further than Carolina because Carolina may not make the tournament. So good foresight by you. All right, listen. Good run. Hope everyone enjoyed it. Engagement. A lot to discuss. We're going down to the wire here. Last week of the regular season in men's college basketball. As always, appreciate your engagement here at Bleacher Report, NCAA Digital, March Madness Men's Basketball on social. I'm Andy Katz. We'll talk to you again very soon. Thanks for watching.